Chapter 45, Cyrus Sets the Exiles Free. More than a century before the birth of Cyrus, inspiration had mentioned the work he should do in taking Babylon unawares and in preparing the way for the release of the children of the captivity. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee, and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. In the unexpected entry of the army of the Persian conqueror into the Babylonian capital by way of the river whose waters had been turned aside, and through the inner gates that in careless security had been left open and unprotected, the Jews had abundant evidence of the literal fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. This should have been to them an unmistakable sign that God was shaping the affairs of nations in their behalf, for inseparably linked with the prophecy outlining Babylon's capture and fall were the words, "Thus saith the Lord, of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, Thou shalt be built, and to the temple, thy foundation shall be laid. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts." In the writings of Jeremiah was set forth plainly the time for the restoration of Israel, when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon, and that nation, for their iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans. I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations, and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Daniel had gone over these and similar prophecies. Now, as events betokened the hand of God at work, Daniel gave special thought to the promises made to Israel. The Lord had declared, "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me, and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Shortly before the fall of Babylon, when Daniel was meditating on these prophecies and seeking God for understanding, a series of visions was given him concerning the rise and fall of kingdoms. With the first vision, recorded in the 7th chapter of Daniel, an interpretation was given, yet not all was made clear to the prophet. "My cogitations much troubled me," he wrote, "and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart."